Welcome back. It's a Gutter special coming in your ears in the early throes of, is it a close season? Not a close season. It's a hiatus in a weird season is what it is. So I said to Neil, who's here, I said, Neil, we need to do a Gutter and we can do a Gutter special on the ownership. That'll be some Gutter that. Actually, might end up being a series of Gutter specials, Gutter ownership specials. They might be their own awards category in times to come. Who knows? We'll find out. Cackling at my brilliant joke there is Neil, obviously. Actually, and another Neil, Docking and Adam Smith. Okay, boys, I was trying to structure this when I wrote the agenda and it ended up going all over the effing show. So I'll just start reading some shit out and see where it takes us. I started with how the Echo had done a really good analysis of what we know so far. There's a number of these wealthy dudes and organizations who seem to be ruling themselves out early doors. Whether that's for real or negotiating stance, I don't know. The Ratcliffe fella, no relation. Who am I making the joke about?
Not the Samuels Ratcliffe.
I'm thinking of the Everton and Wales captain.
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's lad. Yeah, no, not him. Anyway, he's ruled himself, he's a Man U fan, and he's ruled himself out. Of
Monaco tax exile as well.
Yeah, and erstwhile bidder for Chelsea.
All round bad egg.
All round. Yes, he doesn't pass Neil's no gobshites rule, which I think is a very, very important one. No sports washers, no ethics issues guys, yeah. no gobshites. Mukesh Ambani, who I didn't know, but is apparently the world's eighth richest man, so he doesn't really care if I've heard of him or not. His people ruled him out, even though the Mirror decided to splash it all over on Sunday that he was a very, very interested potential buyer.
I was sad to hear that.
I was sad to hear it, Neil, because eighth is quite high up the list of rich lads.
As far as rich lads goes, eighth is pretty near the top, isn't it? Had lots of success in the IPL. I believe, won 5 league titles, generally self-made man, family business.
Exactly. I'm finding when I'm hearing these names, these possible organisations, I'm sort of squinting at their names and not Googling them in case I find out something bad. I don't want to. Because, okay, it's not China, it's not Russia, it's not Iran. That's good so far. He's not in jail, hasn't been in jail for whatever. And Ambani has got no flies on him as far as I'm concerned. He's obviously got to being the eighth richest man in the world entirely, fairly and legitimately. And let's hope he comes back into play. They've ruled out some others who I seem to have not noted down. They said the people who they think could be amongst the favourites are people I've not heard of, but I'll go to you on this one, Mr. Docking. Steve Ballmer, who's worth 85 bill, apparently. Stephen Pagliuca, who did bid for Chelsea and has shares in Atalanta. The Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment Group, who are part owners of Crystal Palace, and our old friends, Dubai International Capital. Let's not check too thoroughly what they're up to these days.